It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with the last episode of the season on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. And on tonight's bonus episode, we are going to be talking about some of your guys' favorite topic. Okay, honestly, I'm just being a little bit extra. We're going to be updating you about me, and I feel like these episodes do extremely well, so I wasn't too far off when I said we're going to be talking about one of you guys' favorite topics. Tonight, we're going to be doing a Catching Up with JB. If you're not familiar with who JB is, that is me, your host here on Easy by Just Brianna, the personal finance and motivational podcast. Now, I've been in Dallas for a year now. I moved out here October 14th, 2020, and we have a lot to touch on, so let's get into it. Assuming that you heard the last Catching Up with JB, I don't have any additional bad news for you guys. Usually I come on here with a sad story and some more bad news, but God has truly been working on and with me since our last check-in. If you are new here, I am going to be fair and give you a brief update and recap of what I decided to share on this podcast with you guys so far. My name is Brianna. I am Brianna Jones. I am a 27-year-old CPA and accountant. I was born in Philadelphia, raised in the small suburbs outside of Philadelphia called Darby Township, and then I moved back to Philly as an adult until I was 26 years old. At the age of 26, October 14 to be exact, I moved to Dallas, Texas on a whim because I needed a new fresh start. I needed a new environment. I needed a better network and economy to push my business in. I just needed something new. And at the time when I moved out here, I was 6 to 7 weeks pregnant. I didn't know that. If I did know that, would I have moved out here? Honestly, I probably would have not. I moved out here on my own. When I found out I was carrying his child, I was joined by KK's father. During the full term of my pregnancy, when we lost her in March, he moved back to Philly. I stayed here in Dallas, and life began to change. So that is where I left off with you guys in the last Catching Up with JB. So let's get into it. It's really good to note that with me being who I am, and to love me is to know me, and to know me is to love me, vice versa. You know, with that being said, my mind moves 100 miles per hour and trauma does not stop me, but it fuels me. And a lot has changed since we last checked in. For one, I moved into this amazing community in North Dallas. When I say it's amazing, I absolutely love it. I would say the name, but it is a pretty popular community out here, and I don't need everybody knowing where I live. So I'm just going to leave it at that. It's an amazing community out here. I absolutely love it. There's like a country club, a resort-style pool and jacuzzis, shops, markets, pet shops, groomers, a hotel, an eatery with multiple food options, way too many bars. Okay, I'm being dramatic again. One is there way too many bars, but a lot of bars, a golf club, and a two-floor gym. There's like this hammock hangout spot. There's like this coffee shop, and there's a juicery. With me describing what so much is on my campus on access to the people who live here. If you live in Dallas, you probably already figured out where I live at, but I'm not going to say it. I like to just refer to it as like a college campus with really nice apartments that's for like middle-aged adults. Like their target market, you can tell who they want to bring in as tenants. It's like the age of 21 to like 35, 40. It's a very young adult crowd here, and I absolutely love it. Like, I have no complaints. I moved here in August. When I first moved to Dallas, I lived in Irving, Texas, which is like 20 minutes outside of Dallas. To put it in reference, if you live in Philly, like, it's like one of the counties that's outside of Philly. And if you live in another big city, just think of your little suburbs that's on the outside of your major city. I was in something like that, and then I moved into actual North Dallas in August. I have zero complaints. The reason why I moved out of my apartment that I first moved out here with, when I moved out here, of course, I wasn't that familiar with the area, but I found myself doing a lot of things in actual Dallas. Irving's very slow, and I didn't really like my apartment management and maintenance. I loved my actual complex, I can say, but as far as like the management and maintenance, I wasn't too much of a fan of. And after I lost my daughter back in March, I made it my everlasting duty and priority to get on out of there. So that's exactly what I did. I met this amazing woman named Rosa, and she has this amazing, amazing platform here in Dallas called the Dallas Social Butterflies. And literally, when I met her and went to one of her events, that's when my experience here in Dallas started to change. I met some very like-minded women who like had businesses or networking or some type of catering or vendoring and things of that nature. And I also met a lot of women who just were new to the city and were looking to make friends, and not just like somebody to go out with here and there, but like really a friend. And I felt like that platform in itself really helped me meet people to kind of branch out more in Dallas. So I started to meet like-minded women, and we started to do more networking events and dinners and pool parties and clubs and hookah lounges and all types of fun things. So I've been out and about in Dallas. I definitely got a feel of it since April to like now here in October. And I can say for the most part, I don't see myself leaving Dallas no time soon. Not within the next 3 years. I do get a lot of questions about how I cope with the things that I go through and continue to keep going. Well, the very honest answer I can give you is when I first lost my dad, who was one of the first people I lost close to me, I came up with this slogan, and I kind of attached it not only to my brand and business, but my overall mindset and my life. And that was to take those dark times and turn it into something extraordinary. So every time something dark, or I found myself in a dark place, or I lost somebody really close and important to me, or I just felt myself hurting or in a tough space, because a lot of times I don't feel like people can relate to the kind of pain that I have. It's not too many people around me who lost their whole immediate family, you know? So anytime I found myself in just like a tough space, I wanted to make that dark time into something extraordinary. So I would just use my pain to fuel my purpose. I don't look at myself like an influencer. I'm not an influencer. Other people might assume that I'm an influencer, but I don't look at myself like an influencer. I like to consider myself purposeful. I just have a purpose. I know I do. There's no way that God put me through all that He has for no reason. There has to be a purpose in this. And I've been so positive in this season, I want to say. And I've been really happy in this season. So it's been really, really hard. But I found a lot of peace in knowing that they are at peace. And I find a lot of peace in the memories that we hold. And I find a lot of peace in the pictures that I have. And the family I have here. And the support that I have. And it's just my business and helping other people. And it's just, I find a lot of peace in that. I find a lot of purpose in that. So I've been feeling very fulfilled. Do I have really bad moments? Absolutely. I have bad moments often. I cry often. I feel alone often. I miss my family often. Because like I said, I moved to Dallas, Texas by myself. So all my family's in Philadelphia. My sister's in LA. So it's like I'm all over basically as far as like how I feel. The thing with grieving is, and healing in itself, it's not a one-day process. It's not a one-month process. It's going to be something that I'm going to be continuously going through probably the rest of my life. I'm going to find myself in good days and bad days, or up and down, trying to heal, trying to actively grieve and accept the things that I've been presented with and move forward. But that's how I cope with things. I honestly just try to take my dark times and turn it into something extraordinary. I use my pain to fuel my purpose. I find a lot of peace in helping people and knowing that my four angels are at peace and looking over me. I wouldn't give up as much as I want to, as much as sometimes I feel like I can't continue to, as much as sometimes I feel overwhelmed. I refuse to give up. And in this season, I'm very happy, like I just said. So I've been learning me, which I haven't had the chance to do in over the past 4 to 5 years. And it's not to say anything bad about any situation. It's just I haven't had the chance to really learn Brianna as an adult and adapt to Brianna as a grieving, hurt adult. So the past few months since April, March, I've been able to learn who I am, and I don't ever see myself giving up. I'm very passionate about what I do, about teaching financial literacy and being a resource and an advocate for financial literacy, and I am happy as far as what I do. So this is how I cope with everything that I've endured. With me moving out in Dallas, I have took 2 awesome trips. I went to New Orleans with my friend Tosh, and I met like the super cool girl named Shirley, and I went with a few other girls, and I was there for about 4 to 5 days, and I want to say after the 3rd day, I was ready to start asking the locals, like, what else do you guys do besides eat and drink? Because that's literally all we did, like, eat, drink, and tours, and shops, but in Bourbon Street. But, like, we had so much fun. I would definitely go back for, like, Mardi Gras. Like, for a reason. If it's, like, Mardi Gras or another girl's trip, I would definitely go back. If I want to just eat and drink, because New Orleans got some good food. I'm not here to lie. Sugarcoat it to you. They got some great food. I would definitely go back for that, too. I also went to L.A. in July with my best friends, and we went out there to go visit my blood sister who lives there. We had the same mom. We had different dads, but blood sister. 6 years apart, and it was like the best experience. For one, I haven't seen my sister and probably at that time, because that was in July, and I haven't seen her since July. Now it's October, but since then I haven't seen her in maybe a year or so. So it's been like, it was just so many emotions with that trip. It was very overwhelming, but I absolutely loved LA. We went out there to handle some business for my best friend as well. But LA is such a vibe. Like, that was my first time going, and I can really see why people dream of living there. Like, the weather, the beaches, the food, everything. Like, it was really good. It's expensive. It's not for me. I will say that, because if you know me, you know I'm very cheap. Like, I like to live in good sense with my money. So I'm not spending it all lavishly. I'm not very excessive spender, to say the least. So like, LA was very expensive to me, and the cost of living, as far as me personally, I would never do it, but I see why people do. And if you have the means, and you know, in LA's economy, you can make that work. So yeah. Also, LA's customer service is rude. I'm not gonna tell y'all how many times I wanted to reach over the counter and grip up somebody who was like at the food court or behind the counter at the mother freaking hotel, because I was about to curse. I almost gripped him up too. Like, they were just so rude. I don't know what's up with that, but we need to work on that, LA, with the customer service. What's not clicking? But now to the good stuff. What's next for me? Well, last time we talked about me doing a commercial venture as far as like a boutique with High Class Peach and some other things. But with me networking in Dallas and building my overall audience on all platforms for the Just Brianna brand itself, it was really important for me to scale back, get a mentor, and perfect what I have going on now and slowly add on. So, am I rebranding? Absolutely not. The Just Brianna brand is set. Like, we're not changing it. This is a financial literacy and motivational brand and business. And besides that, I'm very happy with my branding and my marketing for once. Y'all know I used to change this like every few months. It's a couple color schemes and brands and market strategies that I can pull up that we then went through throughout the 4 to 5 years. But I like where we are now, so no, I won't be rebranding, but I will be taking a look at a lot of things. Well, I'll be changing a lot of things. Like, I'll be removing service base in the new year, and I'll be offering a self-paced course, and I'm looking to open up another savings group and personal finance workbooks for the children, budget templates for the adults, perfecting and adding on to the JB Cash budget kits, because you guys ate that up when I dropped it, and I absolutely love it, and you guys absolutely love it. You find it very useful, so I'm going to be adding and perfecting that a little bit more. I'm going to be hosting some financial seminars, and I'm looking to go back to school for a few months to get a license. I ain't going to talk too much about that, but that's coming up too. And then I'm also looking on giving the Just Brianna LLC a permanent location and home. So there's a lot to look forward to, including adding a visual along with the podcast. So I'm going to keep it available on 10 podcasting platforming streams like I have over the past 3 years, but I'm thinking about and looking into adding a visual. I'm weighing out the pros and cons, because with it just being me, like, do you guys really want to just sit here and watch me talking to a camera? I don't know. I watch people do it. So, like, you just might. Something that you're interested in, you just might. So I'm going to be looking into how that can be better for the EBJB podcast. There's a lot in store for 2022. I'm looking to build a freaking team and lock in some investments. And I'm just really excited. And I'm very concentrated on the direction I want to take Just Brianna LLC moving forward. Somebody did ask me, because when I told them I was doing Catching Up with JB, they was like, you got to talk about your love life. Well, I don't really want to, because it's very much, I want to say it's non-existent, but it is existent. I do still kind of have hopes for love and things of that nature. But right now in this season, I'm very much focused on me. So I've been figuring out me, like I said before, and I've been very happy in this season making myself my number one priority, because I haven't done that in who knows how long. So yeah, that's me touching on that for you. With that being said, this is the last thing I do want to talk about before wrapping up the bonus episode, and this is pretty long compared to the rest of the episodes. You know, I keep these really short, but the Catching Up with JB's is always longer than need be. So we're going to wrap this up, but I do want to touch on this. This is the last episode of season 2 here. Please take the time to catch up with some of the great episodes I produced for you guys throughout this season. I had some great conversations, from grants to tax to small business owners to the stock market and all other types of fun stuff you can go find. So please go back and check out those if you haven't. They're all here for you. They're not going nowhere. Season 3, episode 1 will be out November 7th. And this will be the holiday rollout season. So it's going to be short, but it's going to be geared specifically towards money management during the holidays without going into debt or breaking your budget. So join me November 7th as we kick off the new season with this topic, creating your holiday budget as a single parent household and business owner. Subscribe. Play catch up with season 2 and 1. Share with a friend and get ready for the next season here with me on EBJB, the podcast. As always, you guys, thank you guys for so much for listening. Like, seriously, I always say this, but like, thank you guys so much. And oh, wait. Before I do my catchy closeout, do you guys be saying it with me? Do you guys say the closeout with me and the entrance with me? Because I made sure it was repetitive in the same words, because I want you guys to just be like saying it with me. Okay, but anyway, as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening. God bless. JB.
Hey, could that sound Lou?
All right, guys, so if you're here, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time again to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode, or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless. JB. It can be so easy.